This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. judge has ruled that U.S. President Donald Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn, must comply with Congressional Committee's subpoena for testimony in the impeachment inquiry of the U.S. president. We'll have more on that story as it develops this evening. The U.S. Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has returned to the court after a health scare this weekend. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back after a two-night stay in the hospital. The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is attending an annual fall classical music program that she's presided over for more than 10 years. Ginsburg was taken to Johns Hopkins Hospital on Friday with a fever and chills. She was treated for a possible infection with intravenous antibiotics and fluids. The justice has had cancer four times, twice in the past year. She underwent radiation treatment in August for a tumor on her pancreas and had surgery last December to remove a growth on her lung. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections on Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
This is a sweeping victory far beyond people's expectations, and it demonstrates once again Hong Kong people's consistent, I'd say 15-year or even 20-year fight to establish a greater democracy here in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy forces now overwhelmingly control Hong Kong's district councils, though in reality, the councils exercise little power.
The people have really expressed themselves and taken some power, but of course that can be just ignored by Beijing, but it will be really hard for the people to just go back.
Hong Kong protesters for 5 months have demanded democratic reforms, staging massive demonstrations.
You're listening to